Revolution Books opened in 1976 near Tamashiro Market in Kalihi. Within 2 years, it moved to the university area and has been there ever since, specializing in a wide range of topics, including politics, feminism, religion, and the environment. Carolyn Hatfield is the bookstore's general manager and has been with the store for 38 years.
The original mission was to disseminate revolutionary literature. 1976 was very, very active still. It was recession. It was the end of the Vietnam War, Cambodia.
The bookstore changed with the times.
We have evolved with the Revolutionary Communist Party, even though we're not like a part of it. And as that has changed, we have changed as well and really broadened our scope to have a lot more book readings, book engagement.
With all the extremes that are coming out of this presidential election, are these books now even more pertinent?
I think much more. I think people are way too smart, and they recognize that this is not what they want, but there's nothing else out there. We want to get out an analysis, you know, what's fundamentally driving the system, what are the economics, what are the cultural questions, you know, all of it.
The co-op on the second floor of University Square also covers more diverse topics, such as science fiction and poetry. And it brings in speakers, so the bookstore has become a gathering place for the community. Hatfield has seen a resurgence in the popularity of hard copy books, but the financial challenges of running a brick-and-mortar location have taken their toll on the all-volunteer staff, especially after being told their current building is being demolished.
In larger cities, bookstores are closing down because of the huge financial problems. In smaller towns, it seems like bookstores are actually opening in some areas as both social areas and for books, gathering places, which is what we have been.
Cynthia Franklin has been using Revolution Books for more than 20 years in teaching her English classes at UH, as well as for her own personal interests.
Yeah, I think it's an enormous loss given the lack of independent bookstores. And, you know, as I've been saying, that it's a space to meet for people that are interested in ideas and interested in why ideas matter in the world.
The storefront's last day will be October 20th, but they plan to continue as a pop-up in different locations around the island. They also plan to expand their online presence at revolutionbookshonolulu.org. I'm Jackie Young for Hawaii Public Radio.